Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, What Are You Saying About God? Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from Psalm 91, verse 2. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. My God, in Him I will trust. I have just read from the New King James Version. Darren Lakin had been friends since elementary school. Their spiritual journey was closely knit. They both gave their lives to Christ around the same time, and they were baptized in the Holy Spirit together, speaking in tongues for the first time during the same meeting. But as the years went by, their lives took very different trajectories. Dare was full of faith and expectation. He spoke boldly about God's goodness and favor. God is going to do great things in my life, he would say often. He will lift me and use me to bless nations. He declared God as his source, his shield, his helper, and his destiny shaper. His words reflected his confidence in God's promises, and over time, his life followed the path of those confessions. Dare prospered in many ways, spiritually, financially, and relationally, and he could trace it back to his unwavering declarations of faith. Lacan, however, though also a believer, often took a more reserved and overly cautious approach. His words were typically rooted in self-effort and moral duty. He focused more on what not to do than on what God could do. He seldom spoke of God's goodness or expectations of greatness. While he remained religiously upright, his life lacked the visible evidence of God's supernatural intervention and blessing. Dare eventually realized that his prosperity and progress were directly connected to what he had always said of the Lord. Psalm 91:2 doesn't start with, "The Lord is." It begins with, "I will say of the Lord." What you say of the Lord matters. Your words are declarations of your faith, and faith-filled words activate heaven's reality in your life. What are you saying of the Lord today? Are you declaring that He is your provider, your healer, your defender, your shepherd? Or are you stuck only seeing Him as a distant judge, constantly displeased with your failings? What you say of the Lord sets the tone for what you see of Him. Speak of Him as your help, your strength, your peace, and your portion, and you will see those dimensions unfold in your life. Go into today choosing to say the right things about the Lord. Let your mouth and your heart agree in declaring who God is to you. And watch as your life begins to reflect what you believe and say. Prayer. Lord, help me to say the right things about you. Let my words align with your truth and promises. And let my life reflect the glory of your presence. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 51 to 53. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Psalms 51 to 53.
Psalm 51. For the director of music, a psalm of David. When the prophet Nathan came to him after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict, and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will turn back to you. Deliver me from blood guilt, O God, you who are God my Savior, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. Open my lips, Lord, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, God, will not despise. May it please you to prosper Zion, to build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in the sacrifices of the righteous, in burnt offerings offered whole. Then bulls will be offered on your altar.
Psalm 52, for the director of music, a Maskil of David. When Doeg the Edomite had gone to Saul and told him, "David has gone to the house of Ahimelech."
Why do you boast of evil, you mighty hero? Why do you boast all day long, you who are a disgrace in the eyes of God? You who practice deceit, your tongue plots destruction. It is like a sharpened razor. You love evil rather than good, falsehood rather than speaking the truth. You love every harmful word, you deceitful tongue. Surely God will bring you down to everlasting ruin. He will snatch you up and pluck you from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living. The righteous will see and fear. They will laugh at you, saying,
"Here now is the one who did not make God his stronghold, but trusted in his great wealth and grew strong by destroying others."
But I am like an olive tree, flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever. For what you have done, I will always praise you in the presence of your faithful people. And I will hope in your name, for your name is good.
Psalm 53, for the director of music, according to Nahum, a Maskil of David.
Fools say in their hearts, "There is no God." They are corrupt, and their ways are vile. There is no one who does good. God looks down from heaven on the human race to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. Everyone has turned away. All have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Do all these evildoers know nothing? They devour my people as though eating bread. They never call on God. But there they are, overwhelmed with dread, where there was nothing to dread. God scattered the bones of those who attacked you. You put them to shame, for God despised them. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When God restores his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.